The sermon will be on the mustard seed and the parable about it and how that should correlate with our faith and the kingdom of God. I'd like to start off explaining the parable. As we hear it explained by Jesus, the mustard seed is like the kingdom of God, and we are the farmers that plant and sow the seed. Now, I wish I had a mustard seed to show off, but I don't, but it's minuscule. You could probably not see it from up here, but the correlation between that is starting off, the church is small, but through God and faith and the power through him, it's like when the mustard seed grows, it's a giant tree, probably the biggest crop that's grown in that field. And that should correlate like how through God we should be growing the kingdom of God and the power that God can give us if we have faith in him. I'd like to start off reading from Matthew 17, 19 through 21. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, the kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." The second verse I'd like to go to is Luke 17, 5 through 6. And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." So the Lord said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted into the sea,' and it would obey you." Jesus faces his disciples the power to do miraculous things, despite the fact that they're your average person. But they were changed by God to grow his kingdom as the mustard seed with that mustard-seeded faith. The next verse I'd like to go to is James 5, 6 through 18. "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain in the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed that again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit." Luke 22:42-44, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, my will, but yours will be done." Then the angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, then his sweat became great like drops of blood falling down to the ground. James 4, verse 3. "You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures." Now, if we look at all these examples and compare that to us humans and the church as the mustard seed, we can see that Jesus gives all these examples about his disciples and the faith through him that we can become bigger because we, and like the disciples, started off small. If not much we can offer, but through the Bible, the growth of our faith and how we spread it with people and the works through God, we can be much more through him who raises us.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate it. With it being the Lord's Day, we always like to end any message from God's Word with an invitation. So, Jesus, our Savior, came to earth, lived life for 33 years, and died on the cross so that we might be redeemed, so that we might be saved from our sins. The sin problem was not something that we could do, that we could handle ourselves, but Jesus was the only way that that could be taken care of. Throughout Scripture, we see, after the institution of the church in Acts chapter 2, example after example after example of individuals hearing God's word, believing that word, confessing that Jesus Christ is the Savior, the Son of the living God, and then being baptized for their sins after repentance has taken place. We all sinners have fallen short of the glory of God. If you happen to need the prayers of the church, we're happy to pray with you. If If you don't know Christ as your Savior, we would pray with you that you would consider turning to God's Word and obeying His will. If you don't know exactly what that is, we're more than happy. We stand very able to pray with you, to study more. Whatever your need might be, come as we stand and sing.